something about him, something that set him apart. But it wasn't just that drum.
I knew he'd make it. I'm his manager. Please save me afterward for booking availabilities.
Who? What have you heard? He isn't interested in becoming king, is he? Oh, the little guy. Didn't really notice him.
God has a way of taking people from ordinary situations and changing their lives forever. I think you'll find this is one of those stories.
Tirza, you know she's trying to teach that camel to talk.
Not to talk, just to communicate. He's one of the band, too.
If he's one of the band, I need to update my resume.
In a sense, she's right. If that camel didn't carry my instrument for me, I'd be too worn out to give my best in our concerts.
And wouldn't that be a shame?
Come now, Vashti. Babak is a very talented musician.
The top of my class. It's harder than you think to find a musician of my caliber who will still travel.
The camel. Where is that camel? We need to get to our next performance town.
We have an understanding. He just needs a little meat time.
Eye roll.
That's it. We're going without the camel.
Going without the camel.
Going without the camel?
Going without the camel. Do we have Abel?
We've lost Abel.
Leave Abel, but find the camel. I absolutely cannot carry my own instrument.
I'm here. I had to pack up my newest project. I've made some new drumsticks.
Why can't you play drums the traditional way? You know, with your hands like God intended?
I don't know. This is more fun. Everyone, listen to me play.
Thank you.
fantastic.
Good job, Champ.
All right, folks, we have Abel and still no camel, but we're going. Let's go.
That would alter the trajectory of their lives. These magi were experts in studying stars, or as they would say, seeking to discern in the stars the destinies of nations.
And the monkey said, "Sorry, I don't eat with tax collectors."
Wait, but monkeys don't.
I don't get it.
I was just joking about the star.
I know, but what I'm trying to understand is that if the monkey had a 401k and the tax collector already knew that, why wouldn't they break bread together? Ooh, what do we have here? Do I see instruments?
Yes, sir. We're Persia's number one traveling band.
Excellent. I am among my people.
Here we go again.
I have often mused I was meant to be in a band.
Really? Do you play?
I most certainly do. Let me get my equipment.
Please forgive my colleague. Ever since he got hit on the head with a very large girl, he's been insisting on inventing the strangest instruments.
What kind of instruments?
Never mind. You seem like the type of people that would like to hire a professional traveling band. Let's show them, guys. We're PTB. We're the best you see.
education system is quite complicated. I'd love to tell you all about my invention, but we're on a long journey and must keep moving.
We are at your service. We'd love to play for your next function.
You're welcome to join us, but you'd have to travel a long... long way.
We'll do it.
My colleague is jesting. You wouldn't want to join us. We are on our way to honor a new king.
Perfect. I've always thought my talents are suited for a royal audience.
So, what are the deets? We've never played for royalty before. That would definitely be good for our sand chat story.
Or our Instacamel.
We have been studying the star charts, and we have seen an extraordinarily unusual star in the sky.
We have traveled far and intend to salute him as a very imminent king.
And when do you anticipate arriving at your destination?
Probably only 2.
Days?
Years.
Years? Talk about committing to a show.
I would have to cancel those. But I guess it'll give us time to prepare a new routine.
Something new. Fabulous. And something that features the most important instrument, I'd hope.
Which instrument is that?
The camel bell, of course. I'm surprised you wouldn't know that as a wise man.
I'll get the camel. Hakim.
Have you ever seen such a bright star?
It is exciting. We must go and see it.
And follow the star where it leads.
Everything. And we will. you some water?
Why, thank you.
I just gave some to Hakeem.
Which one is Hakeem again, the fellow with the camel bell?
He's the camel.
Oh, thank you for the water. I've been watching you. Why don't I ever see you play with the band?
Oh, I'm not in the band. I'm just a little dude.
He's more like a mascot. He plays drums with sticks.
Intriguing.
Do you want to sing?
It would be my honor. Wow, what an interesting way to play. I love it.
Abel, did you do your chores? Water the camel?
Yes, Annika.
I thought I heard Abel playing.
What?
You sure did.
Thank you for indulging him. He's obsessed with that drum. You know, I studied camel bell at the most prestigious school in Eastern Persia, and they frown upon using sticks. I consider myself cutting edge, but you have to draw the line somewhere.
Well, I quite enjoyed it. If you have a few minutes, little dude, perhaps I could show you my invention. It's a highly technical process that relies on animal power.
Belshazzar, are you talking about your invention again? Large scroll to the head.
Oh, cool. We can use my camel. Come here, Hakeem. Wait, does it hurt?
Only the camel.
No, it doesn't hurt them at all.
No time. We gotta go.
Let's get this search party started.
Continued their journey and followed the star as it led them.
Somehow, the wise men knew to follow the star in search of this mysterious king. But what they didn't know was that this was no ordinary king.
There you are, Belshazzar. I've been studying the star charts, and the star seems to be leading us through Jerusalem.
As we thought.
I've heard of the king in that region. They call him Herod the Great.
Yes, I thought we might pay our respects to him. King Herod is supposed to be quite powerful and could possibly help direct us to this new king.
wonderful idea, Melchior. I love to meet him.
Herod the Great had established himself as king, being backed by Rome and military conquest of his own people. The people resented his rule, so Herod was constantly worried with real or imaginative rivals at his throne.
And we could work up a new performance, a type of kingly processional. How much longer do we arrive?
Let's just say long enough for you all to switch instruments, learn them to competitively tap dance.
I see that you're joking, but that just gives us all the more time to perfect our craft. And I like the tap dancing idea.
I was just...
Way to think big. Meanwhile, we'll play in the local villages as we pass through.
Perhaps by then, this little one can join the band and play his drum.
But then, who would hold up the sign? Leave it to the professionals, little dude. We leave in 5!
Sorry, kid. When we finally reach our destination, would you like to present our gifts to the new king?
Sure, although I have to make sure I can still hold my sign. It's my one job.
What about your drum?
Ah, yeah. Do you really think I could play my drum for the king?
Went by as our little band traveled night and day, evading bandits, braving windstorms, all to follow a star that brilliantly and gloriously lit up the night sky, until one day they arrived at Jerusalem.
Who is this delegation coming to worship me today?
Magi from the east. People everywhere are talking about this impressive group of wise men that have traveled so far. It is said that they want to bring honor to a king whose power and exalted reign are so extraordinary that all the nations will admire him and revere him.
Ooh, excellent.
And they've also brought a performing band to perform in your honor.
Wonderful. Who is this group?
Persia's traveling band. Shall I let them in?
Yes. You know, it never gets old. How many people worship you? You'd think it would, but it never does. long way to worship the king.
Yes, your majesty. I am Balthazar.
I am Melchior.
And I am Gaspar. We have traveled a long way to bring gifts to this new king.
Ooh, excellent. Gifts. We can do that later. Though, I would like to hear from you musicians. I understand you have all prepared a great show for the king.
We have, your majesty. I am Babak, the world's foremost player of the camel bell.
Okay.
Would you like to see our presentation?
Of course. That's why you've come, isn't it?
We have traveled far.
Should be born in Bethlehem.
Okay, but can we talk about our blocking? Because I didn't love how we bunched up at the top of the set.
I know what you're gonna say. Not everyone can do a cartwheel while playing their instrument.
But should we punish those who can? Should we?
This seems counterproductive.
I agree.
Thank you.
Obviously, the musicians did a bunch up at the top of the set. It was a little bumpy. I see how we can rehearse the entrance again.
Ooh, what if we moved Tirza and Hakim over here?
And then we could come through the center with the fire sticks.
Those fire sticks almost singed my mustache.
Let's lose the fire sticks. Babies don't need fire. And what if they're in the flammable area?
The king is not going to be in a flammable area. Palaces are filled with gold.
Agreed. The fire sticks stay. And we will spread out through the center as we process our gifts to the new king.
And then my big solo.
Where do I stand?
Off to the side with the sign so the king knows who we are.
Okay.
As is our custom, we have brought gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
I think the king will like them and will hopefully show us favor in the future.
The star is moving again. Now it seems to be stopping over that one house.
When we find this new king, should we report back to Herod?
I don't know. He seems shady.
I thought so, too. The wise men eventually decided to go home another way and avoid seeing Herod. They traveled on and came to the place where the star had stopped. On coming to the house, they saw a child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him.
Oh,
Your kids are doing great. We want to just take a second to just think about giving our all to Jesus. You know, this is the time of the year where we all pause as the world to focus on the birth of this baby. This baby that's changed the course of history. You know, as we've seen with Abel, you know, there's people in your life that may think, yeah, you're not so awesome. You're not such a hotshot. You're not, what your talents and abilities, they're not as appreciated as the rest of us. You know, some of you, you feel marginalized. You feel like, man, I could just, if I had a shot, I could do so much more with my life. You know, God, this little baby that we're celebrating this time of the year, he's the one that created you and gave you everything that you have. And maybe you're on the opposite side of that spectrum. Maybe you're like, man, there is nobody as good as me. And I want you to know that there is. And it's that baby. No matter where you're at, no matter how you're feeling, what Jesus wants to call us to today is to give him our all. You know, in just a couple days, we're going to pause. We're going to unwrap gifts. We're going to spend a lot of time with family. We're going to eat way too much food. But all that time, all that fun, it'll pass. The next day, we'll go back to work. We'll try to lose weight again. We'll have to throw away all the wrapping paper. And the thing that will matter, that will last, is what we gave to Jesus this year. How much of your life did you surrender to him? How much of your life was used for his glory? You see, Abel, the little drummer dude, he wanted to do so much more, and he wanted to give his everything. And when he got a shot, he was ready. Are you ready to give your all to Jesus today? Tonight, I want to pray with you, and no matter where you're at with your relationship with God, whether it's never been better, or whether you feel very far from God, tonight, you can have a chance to give your all to him. Can we pray and talk to Jesus right now? Tonight, if you're far from God, if your relationship with him is distant, but today you want to bring your all to him. You want to give your life to him and surrender it to him. You realize that there's not much to life without Jesus at the center of it. Tonight, if you just tell Jesus from the bottom of your heart that you want to give him everything, that's all it takes. Tonight, if you tell him all on your own, if you'd say, Jesus, I believe in you. I want to give you my everything. That's the best thing Jesus wants to hear. And tonight, if your relationship with God is strong and you're solid in your relationship with him, but tonight you want to make sure that you want to reevaluate everything. You want to make sure that you are giving him all that you are from the inside out. Can you just focus on him right now and tell him how much he means to you? Can you tell him how special and precious this little baby that was born to save us from our sins? Can you tell him how thankful you are that he gave us his all? Tonight, if you're feeling like if you can just get your shot, if you just have the opportunity to really do something big for God, you would. Let God know how you're feeling. He wants to hear from you. He wants to accept your gift. Jesus, thank you so much that you were born, and that is a world we get to pause and celebrate your gift of life, that you, God Almighty, creator of the universe, stepped into humanity to become our Savior. God, we say thank you so much for giving your all for us. We are so grateful for that. Lord, we pray for those tonight that gave their life to you, that they took the very first step to growing closer in their relationship with you. God, I pray that this Christmas would be the best Christmas that they've ever had as they seek you, as they spend time with you. And Lord, as we reevaluate our lives and our focus this week, thank you, Lord, that we can put it all on you. We pray that this year we would give you our all. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Well, we're going to finish and wrap up the Little Drummer Dude. Let's give it up for our awesome elementary kids.
So the Little Drummer Dude played and played. He played with all his heart and gave his best for the king. And somehow he just knew there was something different about this king.
King? Did someone mention a king? Did you hear of if those wise men, the ones in that strange little band, had found the king that they were looking for?
Who? Abel? He's the best drummer in our band. Always has been.
As I witnessed that little drummer dude worshiping at the feet of this baby king, I couldn't shake the feeling that we have witnessed something extraordinary. Was this an earthly king or something more?
Come and see this precious baby.